Next Concert, die Zukunft in klassischer Musik.
Willkommen zu Next Concert, Claudio Vandelli, beautiful conductor, wonderful artist. I'm really happy to meet you here in Berlin. You've just come here with the Würth Philharmonica. It's a long story that connects us. We've met in, that was years ago, in a youth orchestra camp close to Moscow. But what stayed to my mind was the attitude you're bringing towards young musicians and artists who want to create classical music and be in this beautiful world all together. So how to create a world like this, but look for a good spot for it is also a question. You chose Künzelsau, which I hadn't even been familiar with, a very small place in southern Germany. And this time you brought the Würth Philharmonica to the big Berlin Philharmonie, but from Künzelsau. So maybe let's start from there, bringing a full orchestra to Berlin. What is your feeling about that? How did you plan for this, and why is this an aim probably all orchestras in the world have?
Yes, of course, this is always... first of all, thank you so much for the very nice introduction. It's my pleasure to see you again after so many years. And I'm really happy we could meet here in Berlin. And yeah, yesterday's concert was a debut for us in the Philharmonie. I mean, for the orchestra, I had conducted here already, but for the orchestra, for sure. And yeah, for us, it was an important event and something we prepared with a lot of passion and nice working atmosphere. And I think the result was there. And we were also very pleased that the hall was sold out, although not everybody showed up, but all the tickets were sold. And so this was very motivating for us all, of course, and I think the result was there. The orchestra had a particular concentration in the moment of the concert, and it was really a nice moment that I enjoyed a lot.
It is a little bit like looking from up a mountain to the classical world when you have just finished a concert in the Berlin Philharmonie. So from here to look into your personal world of classical music right now, what do you see?
Well, I don't feel like that. I think we never feel we arrived and or we reach a top. Absolutely not. In a way, the Berliner Philharmonie is a whole like all the other halls with a nice public, as is mostly the case in Germany. The public is always very warm and welcoming, and so it's always very nice all over Germany to play. But it's true that I had many experiences with different kinds of orchestras, with professional orchestras, with youth orchestras, and the choice of Künzelsau was not in the beginning really my choice. I mean, it would have been, but it was especially the choice of Professor Reinhold Würth, because I was there. The orchestra had been created for 1 year only, and they didn't have a chief conductor. And then I was with them to play one single concert at the end of their first season with Anna Netrebko. And then a couple of weeks later, I thought I liked the orchestra very much, and I liked the environment, the hall, and all that Professor Würth has built in Künzelsau and in the region for the arts. And so this was really special to me, and I thought it would be nice to have this orchestra, but that was only my thought. And then a couple of weeks later, I received a letter, a handwritten letter from Professor Würth, asking me if I wanted to become the first chief conductor. And of course, I was very surprised. So it was something that, a vibe that came from both at the same moment. And that journey began, and this orchestra was already formed with experienced professionals. It's people who had already a lot of experience, and there are about 40 players that are fest angestellt, so that are permanent players, and then we have project players to complete the orchestra, but who are always among a roster of people that alternate a little bit, but they are more or less always the same players. So it is really possible to grow and to develop the orchestra. And the idea from Professor Würth is to bring arts and culture and music to Künzelsau, which is a small town, and where he started his business, that now it's in over 60 countries and with 80,000 employees. But in Künzelsau, there are the headquarters, and many people work for the company. So he wanted to bring the big stars, the big soloists, and the music at the highest quality to Künzelsau. And also for the arts, he has incredible collections of paintings and sculptures, and he has built museums, and all the museums are free, and everybody can go anytime, and there are many different collections and expositions that alternate. And this is really unbelievable for this small town, in a way, that has so much culture. And I think this is really inspiring, because it brings something to the people. I mean, we can discuss about the importance of art and culture for the development of society, of course, which should be obvious, but it's not, and it's less and less in our time. So it's a long subject, but I think the Würth Group and Professor Rainer Würth in particular have really developed something amazing that really gives something to the society.
And I think they are still developing, because there were so many points where I wanted to jump in what you just said, because they're so true. What I found amazing, oh, yes, of course, you named Anna Netrebko in the first concert you conducted in Künzelsau. Yesterday was an opera gala in the Berlin Philharmonie with Bryn Terwell and Pretty Jende, huge opera stars, amazing artists. So just like this, be able to just invite these artists needs a certain, let's call it, financial background.
Yeah,
but that's not the only thing. It's not like a showing off here. I can invite great artists. What I found most impressive yesterday was this thick program book, because everything that's coming from Künzelsau is not only music, it's introduced music. So we had this beautiful program book as audiences, which invited us to understand what's happening on the stage. And of course, Bryn Terwell is a very
communicative,
a narrative singer, and does a lot with his body language and with his hands, so he would really be in the role he was just singing, and Pretty Jende, of course, as well. So this was really, nobody was to be afraid of classical music, and that's a huge thing I'm a great fan of, to say, don't be afraid because you don't understand this painter or that conductor or this composer. Just come and be invited and see if you like it.
Yeah. This is a very important point you are raising. I think it's so important that we don't consider anymore classical music as something serious, you know. In the first year when we did our first CD with the Philharmonica, I remember we did a little video presentation of the record during the recording, and I had somebody who interviewed me and who said, almost criticizing me, said, but you smile and you talk about having pleasure and having fun, but this is Brahms and this is should be serious, you know. And I was very surprised by this remark, because I mean, why would we suffer? I mean, Brahms is taking Hungarian dances and he's making it and folklore and putting it to, I mean, there has to be pleasure in listening to music. Of course, there are serious moments. Of course, there are dramas. Of course, there are. But it's all part. All the feelings of the human being are in classical music. It's not when we want to have fun, then we listen pop, and when we want to suffer I don't know, cry and feel bad, then we listen to classical music. This is absurd. So I think a program like yesterday, which went from Verdi, so also very serious things, and Faust, to the Christmas carols, and going through Turgenev and some musical, and I think it's important that people get all the feelings of the human beings in a concert, maybe not always in the same concert, but in the case of yesterday, we had mostly every feeling in one program. And this is what I like, that people come to a concert also, and mostly to enjoy, to have fun. You know, that's very important. And also, when the orchestra plays, you know, it's not anymore like, oh, we are playing Beethoven, so we have to be serious, and this is grave. And no, you can have fun, you can smile, you can. That's very important, and I think has to still to be developed.
When we look into your very impressive career, we not only see at how many places you conducted already and which great orchestras you worked with, but we see somebody who wants to build new worlds and who wants to help create this feeling of let's have fun together, let's enjoy classical music, let's all bring in whatever the individual is able to bring. You worked a lot in Russia with a young Russian youth orchestra. You created the Verbier Festival Orchestra, which consists of students mainly, or very young professionals. So helping young people to find a way into the world of classical music, showing them the way how to enter a huge stage and have the opportunity to play in an orchestra whilst they don't have their first contract in an orchestra, and to together experience and to see the world and to be part of a huge network of music lovers. How important is that for you?
Yeah, this is for me very important, and it has been a big, big part of my activity through my whole life. When I was very young, it happened already in the conservatory that when there was an orchestra to form, I don't know why, I was always the one choosing the people, and this continued then in the Mediterranean Youth Orchestra, which was grouping musicians from all the Mediterranean countries. And I was doing a tour of auditions all over the Mediterranean each year, and then the Verbier Festival Orchestra, and then the Verbier Festival Chamber Orchestra, the Junior Orchestra, also in Verbier, and then, of course, in Russia, where we met. And nowadays, we have a very dear to me project in Georgia, at the Tsinandali Festival in Georgia, which is also together with Martin Engström, who is the founder of the Verbier Festival, and he also created this Tsinandali Festival in Georgia. And here we have made an orchestra which is called the Pan-Caucasian Youth Orchestra, and it has young musicians. It's not really youth orchestra in the sense that is in many countries of musicians up to 18 years old. No, our orchestras, we call them training orchestras for young professionals, because they go from 18 to 28. So it's people who are already very advanced in the learning of music and who are ready or almost ready for a professional career. And in this orchestra, we have represented young people from countries going from Moldova until Kazakhstan, so the countries around the Black Sea, the Caucasus, and around the Caspian Sea. And what is really precious to me is that I see that in this area there aren't projects like the Verbier Orchestra, or like the European Union Youth Orchestra, or the Gustav Mahler. You know, in Europe, in America, there are many opportunities to. So these experiences are one more in your curriculum, but they're not sometimes not completely life changing. And in these countries, there aren't these opportunities. So our project is bringing, I hope, fresh air and also a learning of the importance of playing in an orchestra at high level. That orchestra is not something you do when you fail being a soloist, but it is a different way of playing that you learn, and that you learn with the biggest conductors and biggest soloists and biggest teachers. We have coaches that come from the main orchestras in the world, like in Verbier. So it's very similar, the program, to what is done in the Verbier Festival Orchestra, but for a different geographic area. And after we started this in 2019, so then we had to stop for 2 years for the COVID. But so we had five times the orchestra until now. And we can see that this is really changing the quality, the level of playing also of professional orchestras in these countries. And we try to find the talents and support them. Sometimes they really have difficulty in finding good instruments or in paying good instruments. So I try to find also donors and mentors that can offer instruments or bows or what they need to the ones who are more in need. And we are also planning with some friends of the festival from Switzerland. In the next month we will create an association to collect these donations and to be able to do this on a more regular basis and more extensively, to help with instruments or maybe scholarships. And so, yeah, it is like what I was doing in Verbier, but it feels even more meaningful and important and effective to make orchestras grow.
As audiences, we might feel that the world is more seducted today than only 5 years ago, when we all felt the world is very connected and young artists have all opportunities. In a way, this is of course true, but in another way, it's maybe not at all, because there's always young people who are having their instrument and this urge to get on stage. How to balance threats or burdens from outside against this pure will of living and of playing?
Yeah, that's, you know, I am grown up enough to know that I cannot change the world, and that this is, these are dreams to be able to really change the reality. And these people, they know that if they stay in their countries, they will earn very little money for all their life, and maybe they will need a second job. But of course, as you said, there is this passion that is there, and there are people who really are willing to sacrifice their incomes and to choose this career, even if they know that they will be almost starving for the whole life. But I hope that this will still evolve and change for the better in the future. But that is one aspect. And the other aspect, I think you referred to the fact that maybe people go less to the concert than before COVID, and that everything is a little bit more. But I think this is getting much better now. It took a few years. And also, we have so many media that give us content, including classical music and recordings and videos and streaming platforms. And so there is so much, but in a way, at the end, the live experience is the one where you really have the feelings and get the goosebumps. And so the real experience is the live concert. And this is also our best tool, best weapon against artificial intelligence, because all this cannot be live performance of a human being. And that's where the emotion comes, where the pleasure comes, where the feelings come. So this will always stay, and people will and are beginning to be at the concerts more and more, and one day it will be as before.
Where is the place you feel most comfortable in this cultural island in Künzelsau, where paradise is just around you because everything's possible musically? Or is it where everybody's in need for music out there, or is it the balance, or do you want to include everything?
For me, these are two realities that are very different in one way, as you say, but I feel very comfortable in both, and I think they complete each other, and I need both, and I have gratifications from both of these worlds. And I have to say also, Zinandali Festival is also a quite elite venue where there are means and financial means, and where big stars also come. But I think this meeting of because the big stars, okay, they need a budget, and they have good fees and all you want, but they are there because they have really something special to offer. I mean, I didn't meet yet one big name who doesn't have an exceptional talent and who is not completely focused on his art and on his music or her music. So these people are always very sincere and very committed to art and to music. So they bring something to the young musicians that is invaluable, and that accompanies them and shows them the way for their whole life. And this is what I think it's important. It's to have the possibility to work at the highest levels, because if you do things half and half and with too many compromises, of course, if you cannot do better, you have to do like that, but it doesn't give the same results. The experience for these young musicians is to work at the top level, and then they feel, I can also do it. I'm not less than this sometimes, you know, and recognize and find their value and be also gratified by these people who recognize their talent, and so have a confirmation from big artists that you can do this, you should go, you have the talent for that.
How to keep positive feelings about how necessary it is to network and how fulfilling it is to think about a better future. How to nourish this in yourself?
Well, I think music gives the answer. We make music, and music is the best language, because it's a language that can be understood by everybody, and we should concentrate on that, on the cultural good that it can do, of the good feelings and how music can be healing and can be an objective of of becoming better human beings. So I think music is the answer. When we focus on that, when we focus on making music at the highest level possible, and we live off music, then we are hopefully also better human beings, and we connect with the right people by default, because that's what unites us.
And that is our future in classical music. That is hopefully our next concert. Thank you very much for being in the podcast, Claudio Vandelli. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Next Concert, die Zukunft in klassischer Musik.